Okay, so just to do a quick chazara of the various approaches that we've been developing, and just to finish off the last one before getting to a new aspect of the sugya. So quick chazara. Basically, there are three general approaches in terms of the nature of the tur mitzvahs for an onin. First approach being the factor of osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah, or tard mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Then we have two versions within that, whether that's patur klali, the general patur of tard mitzvah kol torah kula, or it's specific to onin. So again, that's approach number one, that it's all about your tirda involving the kvura. Approach number two was the factor of Kvodo Shalmeis, gave different explanations in terms of what the idea of Kvodo Shalmeis is. Is it the Ritzvah's idea just of not being distracted from your focus on the Meis? Or is it a variation of Loig L'Rush, the idea of any Kiyum Mitzvahs for the Onin in a way would be like a mockery of the Meis? And then approach number three is to say that the Yerushalmi is to be interpreted not that the factors of Kvodo Shalmeis and Ein Lo Misha Yisa Mas'ol, not that those are the Sibos HaPetur, but really the Sibos HaPetur is the Drasha. And those other factors play some other role, which we can get to tonight. So again, within this third approach that the Drasha of Kol Yimei Chayacha is an independent Drasha, and that's the Sibos HaPetur, we had two different versions of that. Call 3A was the Rav's Mahalak, which we spent some time yesterday developing. The Rav suggests this idea, which is that not doing the mitzvos which you are mechuyav in honor of your meis, that is a kiyum in kvodo shel meis. According to the Rav, being mevatel, neglecting the mitzvos which are incumbent upon you, and saying, I'm not, even though I am mechuyav in all these mitzvos, I'm not going to do it out of kavod for my meis, that ends up being a kiyum in kvodo shel meis. When he brought the parallel, the Rav brings the parallel to his understanding of a kohen who is the mitzvah for a kohen to be mechalal his kedushas kuhuna, being right to be mitame meis for the krovim, is also similarly a kiyum in avelos, a kiyum in kvodo shel meis. Fine. And then we moved on to the last approach, called version 3B, suggestion that we were making in the Yerushalmi, which we were saying perhaps works out a little better in the lashon of the Yerushalmi, trying to explain that the lashon of the drasha is getting to the nature of the drasha, which explained that based on quote the lashon of the Yerushalmi. The lashon of the Yerushalmi's drasha is that you're only chayav in mitzvos for yamim sha'at osek behen b'chayim. Meaning only the days where you are focused on life, only during those times where you focus on life does it make sense for you to be chayav in mitzvos. But not during the zman of aninos where you're focused on death. Now, the idea we're trying to suggest is that if you take the perspective of basically right the pashpshat and v'chayav behen, and like the Rav's interpretation of the Mishnah in Avos of Yafesha Achas, right, Ba'olam Hazeh, right, Betshuva, Ma'isim Tovim, that idea which is suggesting that the purpose of mitzvos is not to earn schar, Ba'olam above, but rather the purpose of mitzvos is to live a life of right of spirituality and to maximize right the life that we live in this world. And if you understand the purpose of mitzvos is to maximize this world, and the schar ba'olam haba is just a byproduct, just secondary, but that's not the purpose, so then you can understand that, therefore, once the purpose of mitzvos is all about maximizing this world, so maybe you're only chayav in mitzvos when your focus is on this world. But during the zman of aninos, in the immediate aftermath of the death of your karov, where you're focused so much on death, on mortality, your morbid thoughts, you're all talking about the afterlife, what's going to be after I die. If your focus is all on the afterlife, that after death, you're not focusing on life, so that's not a time which is shayach, which is not a time which is conducive for kiyum mitzvos, because kiyum mitzvos is not about the olam haba, it's all about this world. So again, according to that hashkafic approach to mitzvos, which is all about this world, so then it would make sense for right, mitzvos to only apply in times where you focus in this world, in the life in this world, and not during the zman of aninos where you focus on death and the next world. Oh, but I would like to just take that one step further and dove. I don't know if it's over here. I dove right when I said this, asked Akasha, and basically says, okay, great. Great, that's Pshan and the Drasha. Then what in the world do you do with the factors of Kvodo Shalmeis and Ein Lo Misha Yisamas? Oh. Right, if the whole pshat in the drasha is that the sibas apatur is this idea that the mitzvahs only apply when you're focused on this world and not right in this mind of aninus where you're focused on death, so where do the factors of kvodo shel meis, so the fact that you're tarid in the kvura, where do they come in? So I like to suggest, right, that according to this mahalach, the role of those factors of kvodo shalmeis and elom mi sheyisa maso, that those are only focused on what, Nadav?
The kvodo shalmeis are only focused on
Well, what's the context of the Yerushalmi? I mean, what is when does the Yerushalmi bring in those factors of kvodo shalmeis? What? Exactly. Only to explain why it's usher. We referenced this yesterday. Sorry for putting you on the spot. That was my opinion. So again, according to this Mahalach, the Sibas HaPtur, the reason for the Ptur is because of the Drasha, is because of this idea that mitzvahs are only shayach when you're focused on this world, on Olam Hazeh, not at a time of Aninos when you're focused on the next world. The Yerushalmi only brings down the factors of Kvodo Shalmeis and Elo Mi Sheyisa Masa'o to justify why it's not only, why the Onin is not only Pater from mitzvahs, but the Onin is also Aser from performing mitzvahs if he so chooses. And if you look careful again, because according to what we're saying, this Sibas HaPetur, this reasoning that, oh, it's only Shayach to do mitzvos, to be chayav in mitzvos when you have the proper, when you can have the proper mindset, that's only a reason to ponder you, right, during this Zman HaManinos. To say, yeah, this is not the time where we're going to be mechayav you. But based on that reasoning alone, there's no downside of doing mitzvos if the person wants to. So the Yerushalmi then says, so although the fact, the drasha of like only the Zman Sha'at Osek B'chaim, that establishes the Ptur. The Gemara, then the Yerushalmi then says, but it's not only, the Onin is not just Pater from mitzvos, he's also Aser from doing mitzvos. Why? And then the Yerushalmi brings in these two deos. So either because doing a mitzvah is a problem with Kvod HaShalmeis, or because doing mitzvos is going to interfere with the Kfur. So again, if you read Yerushalmi very carefully, you really have this clear breakdown that the drasha is trying to establish the p'tur, and these other factors like kvod shalmeis and in lo misha yisa maso are coming to justify why it's not only not only why the onin is pater from mitzvahs, but he's also usher from doing it. Let's just read that really quickly. Right, first you have the anybody have the makoros Shmuel? Just read the Yerushalmi really quickly for us. Yeah.
I'm going to say the month of square so to summer and swan from Echa, Yom Shata, or Sake Behem, the Chaim, or Yom Shata, or Sake Behem, the Mate.
So that establishes the Ptur, right? A Onin is only Chayev in mitzvos when he's Osek Behem and not when he's Osek Behem. That's when he's Pater. But now the Yerushalmi says,
Tanya Mosa, Onin, Lachman, 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 and Shaman.
Right, so now, only after the drasha, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says, but it's not just a p'tur, it's also an isser. Now the Yerushalmi says, why? The drasha that we just said, that only justified a p'tur. Right, that just said, we're not going to mechayev you when you don't have the right mindset. But having the wrong mindset, it's not going to generate an isser. There's still no problem, right? There's a concept of mitok shalot l'shma b'lishma. There's a concept of doing mitzvos even if you don't have the right kavana. So that alone, the drasha alone, is not going to justify an isser. So the Yerushalmi says, oh, in order to justify an isser, now you need new factors. So lama, so what are the reasons? So only in that context of trying to justify why it's usser for the Oni to do the mitzvahs, that's when it brings down these factors. So that's the way we're reading the Yerushalmi, is that the drasha establishes the tour. And then these factors of kvod shalmeis and being osek in the kfurak establishes why it's not only pater, but why it is usher. So I think it's a very meduyuk reading in the Yerushalmi. Again, two parts. Drasha is for the p'tur, and then these other factors are for the isser. But according to this, what comes out is a very important thing. Because now the Gemara is going to ask, the Yerushalmi is going to have a nafkamina. Let's go for Shmuley. What's the nafkamina between these two reasons of kvod shalmeis and being osek in the kfura? So what's the nafkamina?
Someone who would take care of the kfura.
Right, in a case where the onin is delegating the kfura responsibilities to someone else. So how does it spell out?
So if what makes you not be able to do mitzvahs is because you're supposed to be busy. So if you're not going to be busy, then you'd be able to do mitzvahs.
Exactly.
But if what makes you not be able to do mitzvahs is the kavod shemesh, it doesn't matter who's dealing with the poor.
Exactly. But now, according to what we're saying now, that these reasons just have to do with the isser, and don't have to do with the p'tur. Exactly. Thank you, Ezra. Explain.
Because if the first part's teaching pater for the p'tur, then you still have that first part regardless of the
excellent. Excellent. So the way we're reading it, the p'tur exists in all cases according to all shitas. Even according to the second Deah, which talks about you're being osek in the kfura, that's only that it's usur for you to do the mitzvahs when you're osek in the kfura. And the nafka mina is saying, in a case where you're not being osek, it's no longer usur for you to do the mitzvahs, but you're still the onan is still going to be punter because the p'tur comes from the drasha of bizman sha'ata osek b'chayim, right? And which the idea is that the only time you're chayiv in mitzvahs is the time when you're osek b'chayim. But as long as you're an onan, as long as you have the mindset, because of the death of your recent relative, you have this mindset which is not compatible with mitzvahs.
Why not say that?
What do I say?
Why not to say that it's saying you're it's a soul, and it's your patul when you're osek, but when you're not osek, you're not chayav. You're chayav.
No, because, right? Because if you see these two reasons, the kvod ha-shomes and osek, as only reasons for the iser, but the p'tur comes from the drasha, so then even if you don't have the reason of being osik,
no,
so you just knocked off the iser, but you still have the p'tur.
They are explaining the drasha.
That was the earlier malach. That was according to earlier approaches.
According to the earlier malach.
Exactly. According to the original malach. Exactly. According to the original malach, and let's say, right, we said approach number two was that kvod ha-shomes was the sibas p'tur. So then, yeah, if this were... According to 1B, if you recall the numbers, was that the second day of, that the fact that you're osik is the sibas ha-patur. If that's the sibas ha-patur, then if you're not being osik, then you're chayav. But according to this, that the sibas ha-patur is the drasha, and the kvod ha-shomes and the osik is just a reason for the iser. Okay, awesome. Okay, excellent. So I just want to bring a raya to this idea that Ezra just mentioned, to what we're saying right now, that this idea that when you're not, that according to the Manda Amar, right, that focuses on being osik. That when you're not osik, it's just that you're that there's no iser, but you're still putter. Right, this idea that even according to the second deo, that it's about being osik b'mitzvah. That in the case where you have someone else being osik, right, and that factor doesn't apply anymore. To say that we're saying now that in that case, the onan is not osir to do the mitzvah, but he's still putter. You have a sheet in the Rishonim who says this. If you go to the Rush, if I go to turn to the Rush again, what? Yishochan Aruch also quotes this idea, but it starts in the Yesh Omrim, in the Yesh Omrim in the Rush. Right, so again, this is Perek Gimel, right? Or Perek by Simon Aleph. So if you, in my edition, it's like 10 lines down, but it's this Yesh Omrim. Then it has this Yesh Omrim who spells this out. Right? This Yesh Omrim who says that the time that you're not osik in the kfur, someone else is doing it for you. So the Isser doesn't apply, but the p'tur is still going to apply. Where Ezra, do you see the Yishomer?
It's in the.
It's in Gimel Aleph, Perek Gimel Siman Aleph. You see it? Yeah.
In Oz Bahadur, it's Lamed Dalet, left column.
Alright, Amid, in Oz Bahadur, it's Lamed Dalet. You see any other?
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Joe, would you mind reading the Yishomer?
Sure. V'yesh Omrim had a mashma the Asr Lavarech, Hainuk, Shetzar Klasuk, Vitzorach.
Right, it's a very important lashon. Right. So the only time it's aser is when you're actually involved. But if you're not involved, yachol levarich. I mean, it doesn't say chayev levarich. You're allowed to. There's no iser, but you're still patur. So there, this is exactly what we're trying to say. That this Yerushalmi is clearly learning the way we're learning this Yerushalmi. That the reason of being osik, that's not the sibas ha-patur. That's just the sibas ha-iser. And therefore, when that siba no longer applies, so the iser falls away, but the patur still applies because the sibas ha-patur is another factor, the drasha of kol yimei chayecha. Because right, if you held that the being osik is not only the sibas ha-iser, but it's also the sibas ha-patur, so in the case where you're not being osik, then you should be chayev, like Binyamin was saying. So this Yesh Omrim has the exact breakdown that we're suggesting, that the factor is in the Yerushalmi. Right now we're dealing with the second factor of being osik, that's a sibas ha-iser, but not the Sibas HaPetur. The Sibas HaPetur is coming from the drasha that we're suggesting. That, right, the Sibas HaPetur is all about having the proper mindset of being focused on Ba'olam HaZeh. That's the Sibas HaPetur, and that applies whether or not you're being Osik. The factor of Osik only applies to the Isser. Okay. And I like to just bring, you know, just a number of other rayos to this idea, to this understanding of the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi's two factors of Kvodo Shalmes and the idea of being Osik in the Kvura, that those have to do with the Isser, but nothing to do with the Sibas HaPetur. The Sibas HaPetur have to do with come from the drasha, while these factors in the Yerushalmi of Kodo Shalmeis and being Osik only have to do with Isser. So another, bring three or four rayos to this idea. If you turn to the Masachas Smachos, which I have on the sheet, which is a Tosafta, a Tanaic source, very early. So Masachtos Ketanos, Ellie, do you have it? Would you mind reading for us? We're going to see that when he quotes the factor of Kodo Shalmeis, he doesn't do it to justify the Petzur, he only does it to justify the Isser. Again, along the lines of the Mahalak, we're suggesting in the Yerushalmi, right, the idea that the factors of Kodo Shalmeis and being Osik, those are nothing to do with the Petzur, they only have to do with the Isser.
What does it matter?
What?
What does it matter?
Why does it matter? The Nafkamina we just gave. Because if you think that the factor of being Osik is only the Sibas HaIsser, so then when you're not being Osik, so then it's Mutar, but you're still Patur.
But if you have the reason of Kvod Met, so you're Patur Mikas Maminatzilam Minatzilin because Kvod Met.
That's going to be the reason for the Isser.
No, it's two of them. But if you're saying Kvod Met, so you're Patur from Kiyat Shema because Kvod Met, and you can't be Machmir because Kvod Met. It's the same reason.
For the Yerushalmi, again, the way the Yerushalmi sets it up is that Kvod HaShalmeis, and you see the Masechtos Ketanos right now, Kvod HaShalmeis is only brought to justify, to Lahazbir et HaYisur, not to the Petur. Let's read it right now. You'll see. Ali? Right? First sentence says what?
So if all the
time of
the mitzvahs before you put
them
Kriyashma
from the tefillah from the tzvan,
and all the mitzvahs.
Exactly. Period. Now, v'im.
I can read it like this.
Right? 1 second. So I think the pashat of reading it, before Binyamin gives his counter, I think the simple way of reading it is that the Masechta Ketanos, like the Yerushalmi, only brings in the factor of Kodesh Shalmeis to justify the Isser, to explain why if the person wants to be Machmir, that he can't do it. But the Sibas HaPetur, that's something else. Again, this Masechtos Ketanos doesn't explain the Sibas HaPetur, but all I'm bringing down the Masechtos Ketanos to prove is that the factor of the Yerushalmi of Kvod Meis is only brought for the Isser, not for the Petur. So I'm suggesting this is coming off the Yerushalmi, that the Sibas HaPetur comes from the Drasha. And we're going to see a number of other...
I can read it. כל זמן שמתו מוטל לפניו פתום כי עצמו מן התפילה ומתפילין כל מצוות המועד בתורה ואם רצה להחמיר עצמו הרי זה לא יחמיר. Why?
It's just because you read it fast.
No,
it's
everything.
It doesn't sound like...
Why not? No,
he
didn't. No. I happen not to have, but it doesn't really matter. But that the comma's not in there. But it's not in the original. But it doesn't... I don't know.
Wow.
In my it doesn't sound like Mipnei is coming on everything. It sounds like it's a new sentence, what?
According to the halacha, it isn't like that.
It isn't like
that. Because Pesukei Tshuva says that the second I give it to someone else, the chuvah to be kavul, it's as if he's kavul, and then I don't have the chuvah for the shemit anymore. So why still do the Shulchan Aruch basket or Chayzim Ayin Aleph, if I let that...
You're patur.
Then I'm patur, kilo, and I'm chol asa mitzvot.
Meaning, what he's trying to say is that just like we have cases where the factor of being osik doesn't apply, there are also cases where kvod mate doesn't apply. And yet it only removes the isur, is what you're saying, right? It only removes the isur, it does not remove the petur. Because the reason for the petur is something else. And we're going to see more mikorot, which I don't think you'll be able to read fast. That say like this also. Let's look at the Tosfot. All right, if everyone turn back to Yud-Zayin Amud Beis, if you notice that Tosfos breaks up the Yerushalmi in two different Tosfosim. And at first it seems like, why is he doing that? But now, I think we'll understand why. The first Tosfos is the second, right, first Tosfos we're going to be discussing, is the second Tosfos in the Parak. Dira Maschal Pater Mikrish. Emmanuel, would you mind? Right, so Dira Maschal, what is Tosa trying to explain here? Patur. So let's see, what does he quote? So here, when Tosos is trying to explain the line of Ptur in the Mishnah, it only cites what? The Drasha. Sounds like the sole reason for the Ptur is the Drasha. We'll see. Now, moving on, Nathan, would you mind? Tosos Zero Matzal Ve'enu Mevarech. So now, what is Tosos trying to justify? Not the Ptur, but rather what, Nathan? And Eino Mevarech. So we get back to this, right? Rashi holds that you're allowed to if you want to, but now he's going to quote the Yerushalmi to say what? Alright, so he says, Yerushalmi says not only that you're Pater, but it's also Aser, and now he brings down the two reasons, the Mefarish. So you see what's going on here? Tosos, when he's trying, in the second Tosos, when he's trying, right, the first Tosos we quoted, but in Dira Maschal Pater Mikriyashma, there when Rashi is trying, when Tosos is trying to explain the Petur, he quotes the Drasha. Now, on the bottom, in Dira Maschal Ve'enu Mevarech, when he's trying to explain why it's Aser, he quotes the reasons of Kvodo Shalmeis and the factor being Osek. Very clear, you have this breakdown again. So you have this breakdown in the setup of the Yerushalmi. You have it in the Masachos Ketanos, according to my read. And now, according to Tosfos also, right, and this one you can't read fast because they're separated.
No,
right?
This, the Ptur is because the Ptur Mikriyashma is up, and the Nomevarech is down. So you put this here up and this down.
Yeah, but
what's
up
and down? Yeah, why do you split it up?
See, this is a Kriyashma and this is Mitzvot.
No, but it's clearly not.
Right, they're not.
And Tosas doesn't.
Why they are not together?
Tosas doesn't hold that.
What? Why they are not together?
Yeah.
But why isn't the Yerushalmi?
Because Patur Mikriyat Shema, Mishim Atom Udal Fana Patur Mikriyat Shema is in the beginning, so he put that.
Yeah,
in
why
the
is he split up the Yerushalmi? Right? Yeah. Why is half of the Yerushalmi here?
Because
Yerushalmi
maybe also
here?
The Yerushalmi.
It's one Yerushalmi.
Yeah, but he could have given the rest of the Yerushalmi here also.
Yeah.
To explain the rest of it. He didn't include the rest of it because he didn't feel that it was. He needed to explain it.
Yeah. Meaning because the Patur is the Drasha alone. These other factors like Kvodo Shalmeis and being Osek have to do with the Isser. So I think this Tosos separating is clear.
You can see, just this is Kriyashma, because also from the Pasuk itself, it's more Mashma than
you're right, but Tosos doesn't hold
that.
Why Tosfot holds that?
And he doesn't.
And that's what he says.
You know, he has the Girsa.
Kriyashma means Tfilin. So it's only these three. It's not Mikodim Tzvotam, what about Torah?
Because, okay. I hear what you're saying, but in Tosfos Ve'enu Mevarech, it's clearly going to the Yerushalmi extends this to lulav and to shofar.
He's talking about Nisul, right, in Ve'enu Mevarech.
No, I'm saying, but Tosfos is quoting the Yerushalmi, mm-hmm. right? Yerushalmi clearly doesn't limit this to Kriyashma because the Yerushalmi in the Hemsheh.
Tosfos limited.
No, but he quotes the continuation of the Yerushalmi with the lulav. Yeah, Tosos the only person who limits it to Kriyashma Tefillin and Tefillin is the Yesh Mefarshim, the Rabbeinu Yonah. No one else.
Also, Berusha and Yerushalmi.
Fine.
No, so Tosfos.
It doesn't seem from Tosos. From the Hemshel Gemara.
Maybe saying like because the.
Yeah. Exactly, it's Kavachomer. Yeah, the Pashas of Tosos that he holds the Kavachomer. And then the only sheets of in the Rishonim who holds that it's limited is the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rabbeinu Yonah. None of the classical Mefarshim, the Rishonim, hold that way. That should be known. So again, I think another riot to this is the breakdown in Tosfos is clear that Drasha is for the Ptur and the Kvodo Shalmeis and the factor of Osek have to do with Isser. And again, another Rishon who breaks it up like this is the Rashba. Again, you can look inside, but the Rashba, again, like Tosfos, in Dira Maschal Yerushalmi quotes the Drasha for Ptur. He says, you're Pater because of the Drasha. A couple of Dira Maschals later, a couple of pieces later, when he's discussing Eino Mevarech and the Isser, that's when he quotes the other factors of Kvodo Shalmeis and the factor of Osek. So just like Tosfos, I'll tell you in a second, breaks up the Drasha for Ptur and the factors of Kodesh Shel Meis and Osek for Isser, the Rashba does the same exact thing.
Totally. Okay, we thought it's better than that even in the Rashba. It's not yeah. Just split up, but because you can still read the Yoshami, the Lamb is going either on segment 8 or segment 6. He really makes it clear that it's going on segment where it's discussing the
day. Okay, good. Okay. Do you have the Lashon here?
I don't have it in front of me, but...
Okay.
Yeah, we have when the Matzah got on according to the Rashba, it's just on Ketchman because the Tfilin is from something else. Alek, then Patum in the Tfilin.
Actually, I have it here. 1 second. Marlon here. 1 second.
Say, the Patum from the Matzah got on Sitcha Meretz Mitzrayim just on Ketchman.
That's it. The Garcina Bisham Yemat Lachmalach and Yishoimin like the Ibail who have on time am I. Meaning, the cash of the Yoshami, the explanation, is going on the Imat al Hafna, that's not in Shomin Lo. He completely removes any ambiguity that the Lama goes on the first.
You say, what are you being dying from? Because if you buy a Lahu has.
The Garcina of Yoshami, Imat al Hafna, that's not in Shomin Lo. The Ibailu, when we ask in Yoshami, Lama, how on time am I? What's the reason? You could say, if you just had the Yoshami, you could have read the Lama is going right on the top. What's the Sivasa talk from the Joshua? But he's not, he's saying Dabka from the Issa.
Okay. I'm not sure where you see it so much more in the Yusha, in the Rash. But I mean,
because he says the boiler who has some time in mind, meaning he's clarifying exactly what the question of Yushami is on, and the Yushami asks
now. Okay, I hear. I think that's pretty clear in the Yushami also, but I
in the Rashma.
I mean, I guess the Yushami also, when it says right, when it says Lama only. Following in Ratzah Lahachmer in Shomelo, and it says Lama, but you're saying the Rashi is even clearer. Okay.
Maybe it's an explanation for the forcing, the Pasuk, and then this.
In the Rashi, you're saying even? It doesn't mean in Tosos, the Rashi, they're all separating them. So it makes
no, it's the separating is okay, but the Lematis Kodom Tzirchai is speaking about Ketchma, no?
But it's like the Kol Shekein of the Rabbeinu Yonah. The simple pshat in the Yerushalmi, because remember, the Yerushalmi and the Hemshech applies the Petura to Lulav and to Shofar. So that, right? And then the whole. So Yerushalmi is clearly dealing with other mitzvos, assuming the Petura extends. So it can't be limited to Kriya Shema. So it must be like Rabbeinu Yonah that it's a Kol Shekein.
No, maybe the Limud from Lemad is Godom Tzitcha Meretz Mitzrayim is from Kriya Shema.
But the Kol
Shekein. And for Tfilin from somewhere else.
No, you're talking about the Cheskel? That's by Avel. That's nothing to do with Onim. That's Mashu Acher. That's something else. Yeah, that's a separate thing by Avel Yom Rishon.
And then there's also stuff from Kvod Mit. Nah.
Because in the second piece, just like Tosos, both Tosos and the Rashbar are not saying you're putter why Kvod Mit. They're saying it's Aser why Kvod Mit.
No. You're patur from Kiyashma, Tfilah, Tfilin, because you have a Lemantisko, you have the Pasuk. You have Lemantisko. You're Asur and Shar Mitzvot. Why you're Asur? Because of Kodmin.
It doesn't sound like that. No, because Lenny has Daiti. I'm pretty confident in this one. It's...
There's a machloket Rishonim about... If it's in the Mishnah patur and it's Pshat patur means patur mamish, so... It wouldn't be a machaloket, because patur according to everyone. So patur is lav davka patur, and then he can still do it.
Sorry, one more time?
There's a machaloket rishonim about the whole thing. So if in the Mishnah we see patur,
there
wouldn't be a machaloket. And patur means he's still allowed to do it, there wouldn't be a machaloket rishonim. Problem with the machaloket is because patur is lav davka that you can still do it.
Well, it's ambiguous. It's unclear.
Yeah, so you can't prove from the Tosfot that patur means that you can still do it.
No, correct. But at the end of the day, when Tosfot is breaking down, Tosfot is still saying, patur just tells you patur. And then when the makor for patur is the...
Tosfot is saying that it's a su patur.
But he doesn't say that.
And later in the Tosfot, he actually does say Asur, so it's difficult.
In a Mavar.
Right. So it's difficult to say that he would use a lav dav.
Because Kvod is the Shon Asur, and this is the Shon Tur. Don't catch my...
That's what I'm saying. Tudinim.
No, meaning, I'm saying...
The Drasha is Piptur.
He's saying the word Asur. Just because Asur, because Kvod Mit. You won't say...
Okay. So no, Right? So I think it's becoming clear, I think, to more and more of us, that, again, from the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, from the Lashon of Masechus Machos, the Lashon of Tosos, the Lashon of the Rashba, it seems very clear that the Sipas HaPetur is the drasha of Kol Yimei Chayecha, and the Sipas HaIsser are the two factors of Kvod Meis and being Osek in the Kfura. Last raya for this idea, and then we'll go on to the next part of the sugya, is the Beis Yosef. Right? So the Beis Yosef is discussing, right, given the fact that there's a Machlokes Rishonim, right, about whether it's asur to do the mitzvahs if a person wants to. So he's discussing, is a person allowed to do it if you want? What's the psak? And the Beis Yosef says, oh, because the potential iser for an onan to do the mitzvah is only an iser d'rabanan, it's only an iser d'rabanan, therefore we say, safik d'rabanan lukula, and therefore a person is allowed to do the mitzvah if he wants. Meaning, in mochin b'yadu, we're not going to stop him if he wants.
So it's like, d'rabanan?
Yeah.
Can you say,
like, baltos? No. What? Baltos? No. Baltos is when you're adding a mitzvah. When you're adding a mitzvah.
So what's the d'rabanan?
Let me explain. What the Beis Yosef is saying is that the factors, the sibos ha'isr, the reason to not allow him to do it, namely, kvod meis, namely the fact you're being osik in the kfura, those factors are only isurim d'rabanan. Therefore, says the Beis Yosef, sabek d'rabanan lukula, and we're not going to be moche. We're not going to be moche. Let me finish. What?
Are they
according to...
Are we doche Shabbos for kvod meis?
No, he's saying this expression of kavod meis, the idea of not the iser to do mitzvah, right? The iser to do a mitzvah mishum kvod meis. He's saying that's only an iser d'rabanan. So I'm saying he's working with the Yerushalmi, right? And he's saying that these sivos ha'iser of kvod meis and being osek livura, those are only isurim d'rabanan. Wait a second, isn't this all coming from a drasha?
Right,
the p'tur is d'oraisa. Or the p'tur mitzvos is d'oraisa, that's the drasha. That's what I'm trying to prove. But the separate factors of kfon meis and being osek in the kfura, those are separate isurim d'rabanan. And therefore, says the Beis Yosef, right? Of course, he's putter. He's putter from the mitzvos, that's d'oraisa. But the factors of kfon meis and being osek in the kfura, those are only isurim d'rabanan, and therefore safik lukula.
What's the
safik? Sorry, I wasn't clear. In a case where you're not being osek in the kfura. I apologize. He's saying, because of the two deos in the Yerushalmi, right, and sorry, in the Nafkamina, in the case where you're not being, right, in the case where you delegated the kfura responsibility, so you're not being osek, so it's a suffix. In that case, are you subject to the isser or not? So he's basically saying, because that's only a potential isser d'rabanan, we can be makel on that. But he's still patur. So again, the Beis Yosef also has this breakdown that the patur, and just like the Yerushalmi, just like the, in parallel to the fact that, right, Tosfos and the Rashba broke up the Ptur and the Isser, just in different Tosfos, in different pieces, here the Beis Yosef is breaking them up, but in terms of what their status is. He's saying that the status of the Ptur is D'oraisa, and the status of the Isser is only D'rabana. The only way you can say that the Ptur is D'oraisa and the Isser is D'rabana, if they're different, if the Ptur comes from the drasha, which is d'oraisa, and then the isra is coming from the separate factors like kfon meis and being osek, and those are only d'rabanan.
Can you say that when the Yerushalmi explicitly says in shomer ma?
No, because it's in the case. No, in it's d'rabanan, and in the case where someone else is dealing with the kfura. So I mean, it's the nafkamina case. Misha yisa maso. In the case where someone else is dealing with the kfura, so now it's a machloket between the two different deos. If you hold kvod meis, then it's usur. If you hold it, it's because you're osek in the kfura, then in this case, you're not being osek in the kfura. So we're saying in that case, I wasn't clear about this, as I was trying to clarify to Daniel. In the case where you're not dealing with the kfura, exactly. Someone else is dealing with the kfura.
Therefore what?
So you have the factor of kvod meis, but you don't have the factor of being osek in the kfura. I mean, the two deos in the Yerushalmi.
No, I'm saying, what is the nafkamina between kvod meis, between the drasha?
That's something else. Not pasha, meaning that's
what is the nafka mina if we learning sibat aptur because.
Well, let's say this.
The svara is the rabbanan and then the drasha
is deraisa.
For the aptur.
And exactly what we're saying now is that you can be makel on the iser, but you can't, you know, obviously, there's no suffix about the patur. So again, just the lashon of the Beis Yosef is as follows. Usveika b'midi d'rabbananu, right, this suffix in a case where you're not being osek, so it's a machokes, is the sipas ha'iser, right, the fact that you're osek, or is the sipas ha'iser because the kvod meis, that's only a suffix d'rabbanan. D'hamida oraisa leka yisura b'milsa, midaraisa, there's no iser, mashma, there is a ptur midaraisa, but there's no iser midaraisa. So here you have the Beis Yosef, again, a separation between the ptur, which is daraisa, and the iser, which is only darabana. And it comes out to
maybe
now.
Maybe just a slach to the pasuk, no?
It could be, but that's not the way it sounds like. From the way the Beis Yosef.
It's not necessarily daraisa.
What?
The ptur.
It sounds like only the iser is. It sounds like only the iser is darabana. Sounds like the
ptur
is the mashma'ot of the Beis Yosef sounds like that. That's what it sounds like. Okay, so again, just to summarize what we've basically done is that, right, we're all trying to explain within our mahalach, right, that we're trying to explain the sipas up ptur is the fact that there's the drush of kol yimei chayecha, that the person doesn't have the right mindset. Right, the right mindset for mitzvos is the mindset of life, but that onin has the mindset of focus too much on death. That's the sivas apatur. We ask, Dov's kasha, so what do you do with the factors of kvod meis and being osik in the kvor? If they're not the sivas apatur, what are they? We said, no, they're not the sivas apatur, those are the sivas ha'iser. And we just brought a bunch of rayos from the breakdown of the Yerushalmi. We saw the Masach HaSmachos, we saw Tosas, we saw the Rashba, and I saw the Beis Yosef, all making these distinctions between the ptur and the iser. To explain the two separate things, the drasha establishes the patur, and these factors, the kvod meis and being osek in the kvura, are the reasons for the iser. Any questions before we move on?
The Beis Yosef assumes that kvod amet is the rabbanan?
Yes. That so this.
Where does he get the.
Not every machloket is the rabbanan. It sounds like for him, this. Right? Exactly. Right, again, if you think that these factors are the explanations of the drasha, so then you can say they're deraisa. But once you think the drasha is independent, like we explained, so then, as Dov's saying, like, where's the makor for kvod ha'meis and for being osek in kfura, saying that you shouldn't do mitzvos even if you want to? Like, where's that come from? I'm saying, that's a svara.
Maybe you could say the svara is deraisa.
That's a very high bar. Meaning for certain inyanim that Bizayona made in terms of, like, you know, doing kfura. Pnei Yeshua. Yeah, not all svaras are deraisa. There's even the Pnei Yeshua, right, in the morning. Even the Pnei Yeshua is going to admit that only certain svaras are deraisa. Most svaras are derabana. He's just saying that certain there could be because of the Gemara's of Svara Lama Likra, there are certain Svaras which are Daraisa.
Says there are only three, I think.
Yeah, Pesha Asar, Mechaber Levaraya. There's another one in the Gemara. But yeah, again, not getting too far afield. But again, I think that's exactly your question is what I'm trying to say. That the Beis Yosef reads the Yerushalmi, says the Drasha is independent, and therefore where do these Svaras come from? There must be Svaras through Rabbana. And therefore. Okay, but he doesn't think that this example of kvod ha'meis would be daraisa. Even if the concept of kvod ha'meis could be daraisa, this example of it, of not doing mitzvos, you think that's only a derabanan example of it. That's what the Beis Yosef thinks. Okay, moving on. So now that we basically had all these different, you know, these three general mahalchim regarding the sipas ha'ptur, I'd like to now go basically.
According to all these shittos, we need to say that the Sibat Aftur is the Pasuk and the...
No, only according to the third Mahalach.
Yeah.
Only the third Mahalach says that. Only the one that we just discussed.
But we can say that they not saying it there.
Who?
According to all these shittos, Tosfot, Tosfot Smachot, Smachot.
Right, they seem to be learning the Yerushalmi, is that the Yerushalmi is a... Exactly. Okay, so now we'd like to, again, just to get, you know, the Derech HaLimud point, right? when you're learning a sugi, you always try to start off with, like, I'll say the most, right, most essential question of the sugi, and try to figure out, like, you know, what's the nature of, like, of the underlying din in the sugya, and then you go on and try, and once you understand, like, the nature of the ikar din in the sugya, you can then go on and analyze, right, many of the other halachos in the sugya and see how they all stem from that, you know, that central point. That's what we're going to do right now. Right now that we basically spent a lot of time discussing what's the nature of the Sipas HaPetur, we can now understand other details in the sugya in light of these different malachim. So again, we don't only have time for one. So right now we're going to discuss the line in the Braisa, which is the Eino Mivarech. Right, an example of a Ptur mitzvah of for an onin is that the Braisa says in the bottom of Yitzayin Mabez is this idea of Eino Mivarech. Right, on the long list in the Braisa of things that a onin doesn't do, it says Eino Mivarech. So there are a number of questions about this statement of Eino Mivarech that we're going to have to analyze, and some of them are going to connect to the nature of the Sipas HaPetur that we just discussed before. So within Eino Mivarech, the first question we have to ask, something we already touched upon, is the question, again, you can see it's the second Mar Makom HaShit is structured through three different issues we're going to discuss. The first issue is going to be whether this Petur is simply a Petur, meaning you're Pater, but you can do it if you want, or is it also an Isser? This is the first question that we're going to discuss. We're going to see how it connects to the Sipas HaPetur. So the first approach is going to say that when the Braisa says Eino Mivarech, it means Eino Tzarech Levarech. There's no chiyuv for an onein to be Mivarech, but if he wants, he can. So before we get to the Rishonim who say this, let's start off with a crucial Gemara, which Rishonim are coming off of. So if you go to Yudches Amud Aleph, the last Gemara that I had you see starts with Meso Meshamer, which is the Loeg Larosh Gemara. Hasn't read in a while. Mordechai, would you mind reading for us? You see what the Gemara says, Meso Meshamro in the Mahalach Vesa Kvaros Lo. So what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara says, right, up and down, all the Brises sound like the only people are Pater if it's your Karov or if you're doing the Shemirah. But if you're Mahalach Basic Forest Low, it sounds like if someone is walking in the cemetery, he's not a Karov and he's not a Shomer, that means he's not Pater. About Tanya. Right, so what does the price say? Are you... What's the problem? Right, you can't perform these mitzvos right in front of the mace. What's the Gemara's chilek? Pay very careful attention to the Lashonas of Patur and Chayev and Aser.
Right,
so the Gemara says, there, Radat Brisa is saying that Tok Dalet Amos within Dalet Amos of the Kever, so there's going to be an Iser. But Chutz La'arba Amos, you're going to be Chayev. Amar Mar, Meis Tofis Dalet Amos of Kriyashma. Fine. Now, very important line. Hacha. Very important. Here, Chutz L'dalet Amos, the Chiddush of the Onen being Pater, is that he is Pater. So again, our Girsa of the Gemara formulates the Petur as with the word Petur. And you're going to say, oh, that's just a Lashon of the Mishnah. But especially in contrast to the beginning of the sentence, which said Aser in the context of Loeg L'Rosh, right, to contrast the Isser for Loeg L'Rosh Toch Dalet Amos with the Petur for an Onin Chutz L'Dalet Amos. So our Girsa of the Gemara, which says Petur, implies that there's no Isser, it's just a Petur. So the first Raya to this idea that the Petur mitzvahs for an Onin is just a Petur but no Isser, comes from our Girsa of our Gemara. We're going to see other Rishonim who have an alternative Girsa in this Gemara. But again, our Girsa clearly establishes that seems to imply that there's no Isser, there's only a Petur. And which Rishon says this very clearly? Rashi. Rashi in a couple places, Dira Maschel of Eino Mivarech says, just Daniel quickly, says what?
Eino Mivarech, Eino Tzarech Levarech,
right, he says, when the Brisa says Eino Mivarech, it means Eino Tzarech Levarech, he doesn't need to. And the next Rashi says this, and the next Rashi after that, they all say, insert the word Tzarech, in line with this first approach, that the Petur is just that. It's a Petur, but no Isser. So you have our Girsa on the Gemara and Yuches. You have Rashi. And again, Tosos Einam Mevarach, which you read before, is Medayik in Rashi, that Rashi is clearly saying that he doesn't need, that Oni doesn't need to perform, doesn't need to recite the Bracha, but he can if he wants to. And anybody remember seeing in Seder another Rishon who says this? That the Rambam, who said that? Toby? Excellent. Right, the Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin, right? After in Halacha, right, again, Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel, that's where he says that an Onin is Pater from Kriya Shema. And then, right, so then, sorry, in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam quotes the Patur Onin from Kriya Shema. Then, four Halachos later, the Rambam in Halacha Zayin says, all the Paturim that I just mentioned, they're Paturim. But if the person wants to recite Kriya Shema, he can. The Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Zayin, is Kol Mishu Patur Miliko Kriya Shema, everyone, all people who are Patur from Kriya Shema that I just mentioned earlier, including an Onin, if he wants to be machmer, he can. It's a patur, but it's not an iser. But he has to make sure that he has the proper mindset. So again, you have the Pashpshar in our Gemara. You have Rashi and the Rambam all saying that it's a patur, but no iser. And just added ha'ara, is that the Rashi and the Rambam are lishitasa. Because what is the sibus of patur for both Rashi and the Rambam?
Kavod.
Tirda. They both say tard b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. And we know that according to most mefarshim, the patur of osik b'mitzvah / tard b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah is a patur, with the exception of the ritzvah, which we'll get to later. Almost all rishonim in the sugya of osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. What?
He says that it's a tchuyah.
Who? Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, fine. Good. Right? So, right, the Rambam and Rashi, again, both very much Lashitasa. Since the Rambam and Rashi, again, adopted approach 1A, which said that the Sibas HaPetura for an Onin is the Petura of Tarav HaMitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, Kol Torah Kula. And since we know that Petura of Tarav HaMitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, Kol Torah Kula is a Petura, but not an Isser, so therefore, Lashitasam, both Rashi and the Rambam say, since the Petura is the Tarav HaMitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, they both say it's Patur, but if you want to be machmir, you can do it. It happens to the Rabbeinu Yonah, and again, Daf Yud B'Dapei Arif, Dira Maschel Mishimeso, spells out this analysis. Right, Rabbeinu Yonah rejects it, but he says, if you accept, right, the approach that the Sibas HaPetur is Tard B'Mitzvah Patur, I guess we can just turn to it quickly. Again, Daf Yud B'Dapei Arif, Yud Amaral B'Dapei Arif, the Rabbeinu Yonah spells out this analysis, that if you think that the Sibas HaPetur is the factor of Osik B'Mitzvah Patur B'Mitzvah, so then you'll have the Rishus to do it if you want, because we know that the Petur of Osik B'Mitzvah / Tard B'Mitzvah Patur min ha-mitzvah doesn't generate an iser to do it; it just generates a patur.
Lo kol ha-rotzeh litol et Hashem.
What?
Lo kol ha-rotzeh litol et Hashem yavo v'itol.
Yeah, exactly. Who has it? Yosef Chaim, do you have it?
No, it's the opposite. That it's asur. Because you can't be notel shmo shel kadosh baruch hu. That like in.
What's the context?
To chatan.
No.
Dosik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah.
Yosef. He's going to call it Chatan right now. You see Rabbeinu Yonah? You see Rabbeinu Yonah in Daf Yudam and Aleph B'Daf Arif? Sir, do you remember Misha Mesa?
Misha Mesa, no, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of creation. Yesh Mekoratim.
Right, sorry. Did Mishum Hachi?
Mishum Hachi, Chatan, Misha Kru, Tar, Das, Gai,
Mishur. Right, there are those who say, i.e. Rashi and the Rama, right, that the reason for the Ptura is because you're Tarid in the Kfura. Havle, right, Tirda the Mitzvah, Kedarmina B'Chasan, right, the general Ptura of Chasan. But now this is what we were referring to. One more line. Kori, right, Binyamin, did you hear that? He says explicitly that a Chasan who wants to say Kriya Shema is allowed to. So Rabbeinu Yonah is spelling out this analysis, right? He's saying that if you adopt approach 1A, again, our numbers, but if you adopt approach 1A, which is the Sibas HaPetur is the Petur of Osik B'Mitzvah of Chasan Kol Torah Kula, so then of course it's a Rishus to do it if you want. And we're pointing out that Rashi and the Rambam Lishitaso, they both say that the Petur is based on Chasan, and they both say the Rishus is Biyado if you so choose. Yeah.
We see also the Rabbeinu Yonah going, that's Tahud.
I think he ends up projecting this, no?
He's quoting
something. He's saying, then we get to his thing later. But, right?
Just read the first line.
Right? So again, he ends up rejecting these Yesh Mefarshim. He thinks that it's Aser. But again, right, according to the first approach, you saw the our Girsa in Yud Ches, Rashi and the Rambam both saying Rishus if you want. And we pointed out very much L'shitasa, if you think the Petur is the Petur of Osek Mitzvah, the Kol Torah Kula, so then it's going to enable you, right, the Petur. It's a Petur, but there is no Iser. But the second, yes. Why is it only a bar chiyuv? It's not going to the lumnus of Zimun, but it could be the only way you could be mitzaref. If you're Bar Chiyuvah. Yeah, so again, there it could be. Yeah, very good. Okay, all right, so let's just get it. You know, we don't have so much time left. All right, but okay, so again, so far we have the first approach, which says that it's a Petur, but there's no Isser. The second approach says, no, it's not Ein Tzarech Levarech, it's Eino Rashai Levarech. Right? And we're going to see a number of Rishonim, a number of Mikoros, who say this. Right? Again, that the Petur mitzvahs for an Onin is not just a Petur, but it's Aser. The Onin couldn't do it even if he wanted to be Machar. So the first Makar for this is the Yerushalmi. Right? The Yerushalmi that many Mefarshim quote, right, is the line that we read earlier, Tani Imratza Lahachmir Al-Atzmo, Ein Shalmim Lo. Right? The Yerushalmi clearly states that even if the Onin wants to be Machmir, he can't. And then, as we know, we've been discussing at length, the Yerushalmi then gives the reasons of Kvod HaShalmeis and of being Osek in the Kfura as the Sibos HaIsser, the reasons which justify why it's not just a Petur, but why it's also Aser. And then another line in the Yerushalmi, a little bit later, which we're going to discuss later when it comes to the Hafka Sugya, where the Yerushalmi says, V'im birech, if the Onin makes a Bracha, anybody know the end of the sentence? Ein Onin Achrav Amen. You can't even answer Amen to the Onin's Bracha. Obviously, he has no Rishus to make a Bracha. Because he has no Rishus, because also for him to make a Bracha, he's not a Bar Chiyuva at all. So therefore, you can't even answer Amen. It's like answering Amen to a bad Bracha.
Rami?
No, this is Yerushalmi. Right. So the same Yerushalmi, right, L'shitaso, right, one line where it's clear that it's Aser, where he says, you can't be Machmir. And another line where it's clear, L'shitaso, he says, you can't even answer Amen to his bracha, making it very clear that right, he doesn't ever
shush. Why can't Rambam say Amen to his bracha?
Because like Amen bracha.
That was this morning.
Okay, but this morning.
That was about
before.
That was this morning. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking about this morning.
He says that you're not Yotze Yidei Chovasa or something.
That's only after. Yeah.
Okay,
it's if the bracha is
the bracha. The bracha of Atala. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. So makor number.
You still agree with the content of the bracha, meaning amen is like.
Yeah, but we still.
Gamani.
But again, but it's like you still. Yeah, but bracha levatala.
Still amen.
When someone's making bracha shina tzricha or bracha levatala, you're not supposed to.
You can mask him to a bracha that shouldn't be made.
Yeah.
Why not?
Mask him to the wording. If a guy makes a bracha, do you say amen?
A guy.
If a guy.
I don't think so. No.
Wait, so
I have a question.
I can say.
Oh, it's not a Bar Chiyuva.
What if you're telling somebody how to make a bracha?
What?
Rav said today, like, he gave him first. Like, you can say, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I'd say Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam.
You can say that,
yeah.
And you are not
over
everyone.
Yeah, he's quoting.
He said, Lech HaChila. It's
been very. Yeah. It's very, very specific shittos who say that. Oh, I mean,
someone's on. Someone's on.
Why not?
So that's
why not?
Why not?
So
that's
why not?
Rabbi, I have a question.
What?
Which shittos?
Hey guys.
Rabbi, what if you're?
Guys. What's that? Excuse me, guys. Benjamin. We're getting a little far afield. We just want to make sure we have two more nights to finish tonight and tomorrow night to finish the sugya. So. That's the tangents. Let's just try to, you know, stick to the to what we're focused on. Again, we can, I'm in the base manager. We can, you know, have, well, you know, tangential discussions, but let's just focus on the task at hand. So again, the first makor for the second part, so again, the second halakha we're trying to develop in the makoros now, is the idea that it's ena rishai levarach, it's usher for an owner to do mitzvos. Again, so the first makor is the Yerushalmi, two lines in the Yerushalmi. One says you can't, you're right, explicitly you can't be machmir to do a mitzvah if you want to, and then he says you can't answer amen, which we'll get back to. Second source for this idea is the Maseches Smachos that we saw before. Maseches Smachos we read earlier in this year clearly says that if Emratzo lahachmir l'atzmo, harizu l'yachmir m'pnei kvod hamis. Maseches Smachos, again, another early source, which establishes that it's usur for an onin to do mitzvahs, not just a petur. Now a third very early source comes back to the Gemara in Yud Ches. Well, right, we read, based on our Girsa, which, right, our Girsa had the last word in the Gemara was Hacha Chutz L'Dalad Amos Nami Patur. But many Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritzva, the Rush, they all cite an alternative Girsa in that Gemara, which say Hacha Chutz L'Dalad Amos Nami Aser. So they all quote this alternative girsa in this Gemara in Yud Ches, the Rashba in Yudzayin Amud Beis, Dior Maskel Gemara, the Ritzva Yudzayin Amud Beis, Dior Maskel Ve'Einu Mevarech, and the Rush in Siman Aleph.
That makes more sense. It's just so much more consistent.
What do you mean consistent? The two different dina.
No, it's not Nami Potter. Before we said it. It's
also
the Nami.
No. The Nami is saying that there, you know, Loi Larash is just talking Toch Dalet Amos. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is that he's also fill in the blank Chutz Dalet Amos.
No, or is that Chutz Dalet Amos Nami also?
Meaning the Nami, the tour isn't limited, you know, to Toch. I mean, Toch Dalet Amos Loi Larash. The onain is also chutz l'dalet amos. The question is, chutz l'dalet amos, is that aser or is that pater? So those are two different girsos. Our girsa, which is the first mahalach, says pater. That's where Rashi and the Rambam, presumably their girsa. But all these other Rishonim, right, the Ritzva, the Rashma, the Rush, all the different girsos which say, right, that hacha chutz l'dalet amos nami aser, very clearly saying that just like Loig Larush has an Isser Toch Dalet Amos, so too the Onen is Aser Chutz L'Dalet Amos, meaning this idea that the Petur mitzvahs for an Onen is not just a Petur, but it's also an Isser. And just one Ara in the Ritzvah, right, again, this Ritzvah, they cite this other gear, so to say that, no, it's an Isser. It's fascinating that when the Ritzvah tries to justify, right, the Isser, he cites the two reasons of the Yerushalmi. He says, yeah, like Yerushalmi says, because you're Osek in the Kfura, or because of Kvod HaShalmes. But I was bothered by, but wait a second. If the Ritzvah is trying to justify why it's Aser, remember, what is the Ritzvah Shita about Osek the Mitzvah? Anybody remember the Ritzvah Sukkah Chafei? Correct. And that when it's Yef L'Kayim Shneim, is it... It's hutra, not only hutra, you can't. Right? The Ritzvah holds that in the sugya of Osek B'Mitzvah Patur B'Na Mitzvah, the Ritzvah is the one Rishon who says that the Patur of Osek B'Mitzvah Patur B'Na Mitzvah makes it Aser to do the other Mitzvah. So I was wondering, why does the Ritzvah need to come on to the Yerushalmi's reasons to justify it being Aser? The Ritzvah, meaning, remember Lishitaso, says, right? Remember the Ritzvah was approached 1A, he says the Patur is Osek B'Mitzvah. So, if the Patur is Osek B'Mitzvah, according to the Ritva of an Onei, and the Ritva L'Shitasa thinks that Osek B'Mitzvah generates an Isser, so the Ritva could have simply said, yeah, the reason why it's Aser for an Onei to do other mitzvahs is because the Patur of Osek B'Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, says that it's Aser to do other mitzvahs. Why does the Ritva have to quote the Yerushalmi for the Shalmeis? Can I give an answer? So the answer is exactly like we were developing the other day. Remember, for the Ritzvah, Kvod HaShalmeis is part of the Geder of Osek B'Mitzvah. Remember what we were discussing? That the Ritzvah's Lashon Yudzayin Mabez integrates the factors of Kvod HaShalmeis with the factor of Osek B'Mitzvah, where he said, the Geder of Osek B'Mitzvah is the fact that the Kvod HaShalmeis dictates that your Osek B'Mitzvah is that your sole focus should be on the Meis. And therefore, you're always Osek in the Mitzvah of Kvod Meis, because you always have to be focus on the mace. And that's Eif Shalakayim Shneim, because once you're focused on the mace, you can't do any other mitzvah. So I think the answer to the question is that by invoking the Yerushalmi's answer for mace, the ritva, in essence, is invoking Osik B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. Because for the ritva, Osik B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah and Kvod Mace are two sides of the same coin. So again, to summarize, right, at first it seems weird why the ritva, right, who could have easily quoted Osik B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah as a way to justify the Isser for owning to do other mitzvahs, he only quotes Kvod Mace, Kvod HaShal Mace, and we asked, why not quote Osik B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah? But we're saying, if you go back to our previous shirim, the way the Ritzvah understands Kvod Meis is that Kvod Meis is what is your Osik B'mitzvah. Your Osik B'mitzvah in the sense that the Inyan of Kvod Meis says that you need to be fully focused on the Meis, and therefore you can't do anything else. So I'm suggesting that when the Ritzvah here, right, in this in Yudzayin Beis Diro Maschil, Eino Mevarech, when he invokes, when he quotes Kvod, the Yerushalmi's Kvod Meis, he is in essence quoting Osik B'mitzvah, because for him they're two sides of the same coin. That's all. Again, take it or leave it. It's not the biggest deal. I just sort of finish off this section before we, you know, conclude this year by quoting the Shulchan Aruch. So again, so far within the second Mahalach, that it's not only a Petura, but it's an Isser. We have the Yerushalmi, we have the Maseches Smachos, we have the alternative Girsa in the Gemara in Yud Ches, quoted by the Ritzvah, Rashba, and the Rush. And now the Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, Simin Shin Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph, says as follows. V'yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Sha'afilu im yirtza lahachmir al atzma levarech, o la'anos amin, achar amavarchim, eino rishai. Namely, even if a person wants to be machmir, if the Onin wants to be machmir and to do the mitzvos, he is not allowed. So the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridah clearly paskins like this second shita, which says that the pitzur for an onin is not just a pitzur, it is also an iser. And the Mishnah Berurah in Or HaChaim, Ayin Aleph Sif Katan Zayin, says that although the Shulchan Aruch's lashon here is Yesh Omrim, because there's no stam. Sometimes the Shulchan Aruch has a stam daya, where he just quotes a din, and then, Yesh Omrim, and then generally the halacha is Stam versus Yesh Omrim, halacha Kistam. But sometimes the Shulchan Aruch just quotes a Yesh Omrim, but there's no dissenting opinion. So in that case, the Yesh Omrim, in essence, is the Stam. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this is the normative position, right? Although the Shulchan Aruch here is in the Lashon of Yesh Omrim, that there's an Isser, because there's no dissenting Shita, this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that there is an Isser.
When's the point that he says Yesh Omrim prove that he doesn't agree with it?
No, it's the fact... He doesn't quote anybody dissenting opinion. No, he doesn't quote anybody who disagrees. He's admitting that not everybody agrees to this, but this is what I'm quoting. There are other Rishonim who disagree. We just saw Rashi and the Rambam. But he's only quoting this opinion to say, but this is the way I hold. Okay, we'll stop here so people can go to the Shmuz, and we'll pick up with the type of bracha at play afterwards.